Welcome to Creators from True Fans. I'm independent podcaster Claire Waite-Brown.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO of True Fans.
Each episode, we'll chat with an independent creator, whether a podcaster or musician, about their creative experiences.
And each week, we'll take questions from independent creators about features within True Fans to help them.
We'll get interactive and see what our listeners have been saying in the comments and super comments.
And we may even consider something happening in the wider world and its relevance to independent podcast creators. Well, hello. Life's getting a little bit busy at the moment, isn't it? And so what we've decided to do is take a little hiatus. We're only in episode two, but rather than try and rush it, I think it's best that we take a little pause and we'll be back on June the 16th.
We will indeed, Sam. I just want to say in the background, I have been interviewing some podcast creators and learning more about their shows. So I'm really looking forward to sharing those in the future. But in the meantime, we had a little chat, Sam and I, about a couple of podcasts that we recommend. So I'm going to leave you with those. And do stay listening after those recommendations when Sam and I will be answering one of our listeners' questions and reading out our comments and super comments. I would love people to have a listen to Conning the Con by Sarah Ferris. I was introduced to this show when she first made it, and it was her first show, and I was just so impressed with her production value and the whole way she arranged it. Also, the story itself is really interesting because it's about her sister who is in New Zealand and Sarah's in the UK. But the family realized that the sister Emma was becoming victim to a con man, but they realized just in time. And the story is about how they turn that situation around. It's not a victim-y type true crime podcast. It's a lifting up true crime podcast, turning the tables. So that's Conning the Con by Sarah Ferris.
Very good. I might have to have a listen to that one. Mine is called The Snap. It's by two ladies called Ainsley and Katie. The Snap is a podcast that flips the script on the music industry and digital culture. It's hosted by two Nashville-based artists navigating the intersection of Bitcoin, Nostr, and Value for Value. So it's basically about two female artists, singing artists, who have got their way into the world of micropayments and Bitcoin and how they are actually using it to promote their music and get paid by fans directly. And it's a great show. They talk about it from a novice type way of talking about it, not a technical way. And they talk about it from an artist's point of view as well. They'll tell you what worked, what didn't work, how they're using it for both albums and singles that they're putting out, but also how they're using it for live shows as well. Ainsley, for example, Ainsley Costello, did two live shows in Nashville. I think she made a million sats on each show, or even more if I remember on the first one. So again, highly recommend listening to The Snap.
Amazing. I love when podcasts focus on tech, but on the human usable elements of the tech. So yeah, I'll have a listen to that one, Sam. Thank you. If you'd like to chat with us about your independent podcast or your music, send a comment or super comment in True Fans to any creator's episode by clicking on the speech bubble icon or on the comments tab.
Now, Claire, have we had any questions in this week?
Yes, we have. And people have obviously been paying attention. And this question relates to something we talked about last week, which was the fact that True Fans, as yet, is not a native app. So you cannot find it in any app stores. So somebody has asked, quite rightly, how can I add True Fans to my phone's home screen? So this is going to make it easier than obviously having to click on Google and go to truefans.fm. Is that something that can be done?
Yes, it can. What you do is you go to your browser on your mobile and you go to share and then you scroll down a little bit, click on add to home screen, and then you can have an icon for True Fans on your phone. And then when you click on it, it acts and behaves exactly like an app would. But of course, we don't, as you rightly said, Claire, yet have the app in the app stores. But that's coming very, very soon. It's time for the fan box. What's in our fan box this week?
We're going to learn something, but first, the late bloomer actor sent us a comment on True Fans, and this is in relation to what we talked about last week. I asked a very clever question last week. I asked, if people haven't claimed their show, is it a waste of my time to stream sats to them? And mm-hmm. You said, no, it's not, Claire, because we keep their money for them. And when they claim their show, that money's there.
Exactly.
And David John Clark of the late bloomer actor says, I stream sats to several of my favourite shows that aren't claimed. I haven't done so yet, but will be reaching out to them and telling them I support them via Value for Value on True Fans and that they should claim their show to collect.
Thank you, David. Yes.
And the lesson for us, we were talking about bingo numbers for our sats numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that 1701 was a Star Trek.
Indeed.
And we didn't know why. But our friend Martin Linderskog has come and explained it for us. So he has given us 1701 sats. Thank you, Martin. And he says 1701 is the ID number of the USS Enterprise. So it's NCC-1701. And that is the number of the starship in Star Trek.
Yes.
I've also had an email. This is from Fariba. She has expressed an interest in being one of the podcasts featured on this show, which I will talk about how you can do that in a moment. She says, I manage On Spec podcast, and we're a storytelling and investigative documentary platform. We nice. Have been longlisted for the One World Press Awards for Best Radio and Podcasts this year for our last season, Lethal Descent. It would be great to be featured on Creators. Thank you, Fariba. I shall add you to our list. And Sam and I look forward to having a listen to that show. And that is what we would like anybody, any independent podcaster out there who would like to be showcased here on Creators and also on the homepage on True Fans, all you need to do is send a comment or a super comment for this episode in True Fans. There's a big tab on the episode page. It says comments, and then it tells you exactly how to write a comment.
That's it for this week. Our audio is recorded and edited using Descript, and we're hosted by our good friends at Buzzsprout.
You can support this show by streaming sats from your True Fans wallet or leave us a super comment or, better still, become a monthly supporter of the show.
If you'd like to advertise or sponsor this show, please email me sam@truefans.fm for further details.
You can find out more about how to use the features of the True Fans platform by listening to our sister podcast, Fan Zone. And if you're keen to learn more about podcasting 2.0, please check out my course-based podcast called Podcasting 2.0 in Practice.